Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a very special Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Normally, my Free for All Friday video content is on its own channel, appropriately called Free for All Friday. But I thought you'd get a big kick out of today's episode, so I've uploaded it to the main channel. But if you haven't subscribed to Free for All Friday, be sure to do that. If you're listening by podcast, subscribe to Council of Trent on YouTube if you haven't done that. So I got the idea to share this with you because I was looking through an old yearbook because I've been helping some of the alumni from the high school I went to plan our 20-year reunion that's coming up soon. And so I was looking through the yearbook and I found a hard drive also. I was trying to find some old pictures that had this clip on it of when I kind of impromptu, though there was a fair amount of planning involved, saying to a girl at an assembly. It was during my senior year of high school. And actually, I want to share with you, I'll share with you the actual clip that they videotaped it during the assembly of me going out and singing. So I have the clip to share with you. But before I share the clip with you, I want to give you a little bit of the backstory so that you know everything that led up to this escapade, if you will. I focused more on having fun in high school than getting good grades. And so I could get A's on the tests a lot of the times. I just didn't want to do the homework or study hard. I just wanted to hang out with friends and have fun. If you are a young high schooler watching this, don't follow my example. Get good grades, son. Get good grades. So I would just have fun with a lot of my friends and do wacky, interesting things. And so I had an idea that I wanted to do that back when I went to high school a few years earlier, there is a film that had come out called 10 Things I Hate About You. So it's actually a loose adaptation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. It stars Larissa Olenek and Julia Stiles. So one of the male characters is trying to win over Julia Stiles with this grand, over-the-top romantic gesture. So he learns the song Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Frankie Valli. And he gets the school band to learn it as well. And when Julia Stiles' character is practicing with the band, he comes out with a microphone and he sings a song and then the band joins in and then he gets chased off by security. So it's a very memorable scene, especially if you went to high school in the early 2000s like I did. And so I thought it'd be super fun to do something like that at an assembly. And the reason I thought of it was I was talking with a friend of mine. Her name was Dana. And so Dana, her mother actually taught at the school. Dana was a few years older than myself. She was actually 4 years older than me. So when she was a senior, I was a freshman, and we met because we both competed on the academic decathlon team. I'll put a picture up here of our academic decathlon team photo, though nearly everybody is absent for the team photo. I'm one of the few, I was like the one freshman who showed up for the team photo, and everybody else is listed as missing. But we competed in academic decathlon. It's a sport, in quotation marks, competition where you do tests, you do a big super debate quiz competition, and it was a lot of fun. I did that for about 2 or 3 years in high school. And so I met Dana when we were both on the team. Then she graduated, we stayed in touch, and her mom was one of the teachers at the school. Her mom, Mrs. McKinney-Wayne, was my English teacher junior year. And I was an underachiever and kind of sarcastic and not as well behaved as I should have. And so I think, you know, I might have irritated Mrs. McKinney-Wayne. We had a playful teasing relationship back and forth. But I really respected Mrs. McKinney-Wayne as my junior year English teacher. One thing I really respect her for was that she taught us public speaking and she grilled us to not use verbal hiccups. So you know how when some people do public talks, you know, when people are trying to talk, they'll say, like, or, you know, as verbal hiccups or verbal filler. When we would do our public presentations for the class, every time we said the words, like, or, you know, we had to write for each instance 50 times handwritten on a sheet of paper, I will not utter, like, you know, or other verbal fillers. And I remember doing that once. My hand was just killing me because I had said several times, but she drilled that out of us. And now I do public speaking as a living and I'm really grateful for that kind of a formation. It was very Mr. Miyagi-esque, if you will. But we did have a playful teasing relationship, but I would always tease Ms. Kinney-Wayne. And I think she saw in me the classic underachiever, like, if you just tried harder, you would get really good grades and do well. I'm like, I just don't really feel like it. So it's probably frustrating for a teacher to have a student who underachieves in this way. And I think she would tease me to try to motivate me, but that only motivated me to want to tease her back instead of doing my schoolwork. I remember once I was kind of in a sour mood. Our junior English class, we talked about literature, poetry. And I said, oh, this poetry's dopey. Anybody can do this. She's like, okay. You know, and she was teasing me and kind of getting at me a little bit because I was in sort of a sour mood. I was your typical teen who thinks they know it all or, you know, definitely lacking in maturity. Maybe I'm still lacking in maturity. I don't know. And so this homework assignment was we had to bring in a poem to the class to share with everyone. So I brought in a poem and I read it. And the teacher said, I've never heard that one before. That was really beautiful. Who wrote it? I said, I wrote it. And it doesn't mean anything. Anybody can just come up with stuff that sounds good. And I think she didn't take that really well. Like, anyways, so we had this back and forth, right? And I always tease Mrs. McKinney-Wayne. I said, McKinney-Wayne, you're going to be stuck with me. One day I'm going to marry Dana and you're just going to be stuck with me. Now, Dana and I did not have any kind of romantic relationship or anything like that. We were friends. We'd act in a decathlon, but nothing like that. But I just teased Mrs. McKinney-Wayne as if she would be stuck with me as a son-in-law. And so I had wanted to do this stunt for a while. And so I called up Dana. And I said, hey, Dana, if you came to an assembly and I did the thing from 10 Things I Hate About You, would you come and sit next to your mom when this happens? Because I think that she'd blow a gasket. It'd be hilarious. And Dana said, yeah, that would be super hilarious to do to my mom because she liked to prank her mom as well. So what ended up happening was about 2 months out, I went to the band coach and I said, can you teach the band to learn this song by Frankie Valli? Because I want to sing it to a girl at an assembly, but I can't say who it's going to be. I can't let the secret get out. And he said, yeah, we can do that. He was a super cool guy. And the band learned it. And then people in the band started to know. They're asking me, who are you going to sing to? Who are you going to sing to? What is it for? And I said, guys, if I tell one person, everybody's going to know and the secret's going to get out and it's not going to be fun. So the band learned the song. And only the band members knew I was going to do this. They didn't really tell anybody else. So they learned, you know, 10 things. They learned, can't take my eyes off of you. And I remember I told some of my close friends, though, that I was going to do this. And I remember one of them, Sam, he said to me, T-Ho, which was my nickname back in high school. He said to me, what if your voice cracks? What if you're holding the microphone and you start to crack in your voice and you get nervous? Like, what if it all just falls apart? And I said, you know, Sam, I'm praying that doesn't happen. So I'm in the locker room. That's adjacent right to the gym. The door opens. You're standing right on the basketball court. The assembly is going on. I told the MCs who were involved, Chaz and Michelle, I told them, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to interrupt you at this particular moment of the assembly and then come out and the band's going to play. And they thought that was awesome. And so I'm standing in the locker room. It's coming right up to my mark. I could feel the sweat coming through my palms, holding the mic. I'm like, oh, man, I really hope this works. And then there's the moment I'm behind the door. And then I say, you're just too good to be true. And I let it pause for a bit. And everyone's like, what in the world is that? And then I open the door and walk out and sing the rest of the song. And I'll play the clip for you here for you to sing it. And then as I do it, you'll see I walk across the basketball court over to Dana. Take her hand. And I look at Mrs. McKinney-Wayne, and maybe you'll see this in the clip. I don't know, but she has just this look of utter shock as to what is happening, almost horror, perhaps. But it was a ton of fun. I think a lot of people got a kick out of that, and I think it was worth it to put time and effort into planning that instead of doing homework. Remember, though, if you're in high school, do your homework. Don't be like me. But you know, it was still fun. So here's the clip, and enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, I really hope you guys enjoyed checking out this blast from the past almost 20 years ago, me in high school. Look at that little kid, that little guy in his top hat and vest walking about. The big thanks also to my friend Adam. I asked him to videotape it for me, and he did a good job of getting that. Actually, we were both in the video production club together. So maybe for a future Free For All Friday, I'll share with you some other older video clips from me from high school and college and some of the funny videos I used to make back then. But hey, I hope you enjoyed this journey down memory lane. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed week.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.